a story that has dominated our airwaves on the Nolan Show over recent days. And now a father, a potential father, asking if he is to be jailed for helping his partner get an abortion in England. This is the question that he is asking the authorities this morning. He is urging the lawmakers in this country to provide clarification for him. This is Chris, whose partner Laura is pregnant with twins who have no chance of survival. And she wants to terminate the pregnancy, but has been told that that is impossible under the law here in her circumstances. It's the second case like this, as you know, to emerge this week after Sarah Yurt told her story to the Nolan Show on Wednesday, which has had so much attention. Chris will be going with Laura to England next week, but he is pleading with the Northern Ireland government to provide clarity on the guidelines. They warn that promoting or advocating abortion in Northern Ireland may not be lawful. They say it is a grey area. Well, is it not at all proper and right for this man to be given clarity by someone in the Public Prosecution Service, for the Attorney General to provide direction, for the Justice Minister to try to help this man understand what the law is or isn't? We will look at that story in a second or two in depth. It has been quite a 48-hour period on this programme with some very powerful stories and strong opinions on abortion here in Northern Ireland.
We were sent urgently to the Ulster Hospital to be told that we were carrying a baby with anencephaly. So the baby has no skull formed. There's nothing from the eyes up. To be told that, I mean, the baby, no matter what, is going to be born dead, basically. They don't offer terminations in Northern Ireland, and so my only choice, basically, was to carry the baby, either until it passes away inside me, or I can deliver, and it would pass away. This child is already dead before it's born. There's no choice.
The chief executive of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service has been listening.
It almost leaves me speechless. I do not understand how politicians can live with themselves. What this woman needs, it's not better guidelines, is sympathetic care at home.
If you open the door for that, Stephen, if you open the door a wee bit and allow it there, then the door is open and it'll be open a wee bit more.
Audrey Simpson with us today.
Our helpline gets calls virtually every day from women in similar circumstances. Sarah said herself that this will be with her for the rest of her life. That is very clearly showing that that woman's mental health will be seriously affected.
Bernie Smith from the anti-abortion group Precious Life. What are your initial thoughts as you hear this story?
This woman and women like her, they don't need our sympathy. They need our profession. They need professional support and a system in place here in Northern Ireland. Her baby was still alive. And while her baby was still alive in Northern Ireland, that baby is protected under the law, because life is a right. It's not a privilege
okay.
for any of us.
Let's speak to the Health Minister, Edwin Poots.
Sarah's circumstances are absolutely tragic. I'm very struck by they themselves and how they've conducted themselves, how dignified they have been in all of this. And I would like to speak to them personally about these issues. What we would want to do is to look at the draft guidelines to ensure that clinicians do have a degree of flexibility in responding to these issues.
You were given the name of a family planning clinic, is that
yes,
correct?
That's correct, yes.
What happened to you when you tried to visit that clinic?
There was protesters outside were throwing leaflets on our faces. It was horrendous. We had this protester in our faces shouting everything about how I was doing the wrong thing. I will never forget it. I'm ruining the child's body and all sorts of abuse. And I mean, she literally followed us to the car we were getting into shouting, I'll never forget it. It's everything you don't want to hear. And I don't know your circumstances.
Lynn Gibson is from the anti-abortion group SPUC.
I'm most disappointed with the BBC because I think the BBC has turned into a platform for abortion advocates. a child with Anne Cassidy is still a child, still a human being, and still alive.
And they literally followed us right up to the car.
Doing what to you?
Just shouted, do you realise what you're doing to your daughter? She'll remember this for the rest, as if it's not hard enough. Do you realise what you're doing this to your daughter? She'll remember this for the rest of your life. Shouting in abuse to the car, don't do this to your baby. There's other options. Let us talk to you. And I thought, oh, would you just please go away? I just want this day to be over.
Well, no, I wouldn't see that as abuse. I would see that as someone reaching out.
The Justice Minister this morning. Do we need a review of these guidelines?
What we've had highlighted yesterday and today is the need to ensure that we perhaps widen out that consultation to look at difficult issues like fetal abnormality to see whether where the law is currently drawn is in the right place.
I'm opposed to all violence.
But you would consider
what I'm in favour of is helping a mother.
Let me put the point to you. You would consider what has been described to you tonight as reaching out, not abuse.
Absolutely.
Everybody has sympathy for the women who are in this position, especially Sarah's case is particularly tragic. Abortion, it seems like a quick fix. It seems to get it over with, but actually it doesn't provide the healing that perinatal hospice care does.
My partner's having twin girls, so she is, and we're having to try and make the same decision as Sarah and make our way over to England. We were told that they both don't really have a chance of life if they are born.
And have you been told, as Sarah was, that you're not allowed to have an abortion in Northern Ireland?
Yeah. We would like to be given the option, like any family in our situation, I think, should be, to get the treatment that we require in our own country and have our families around us.
I'm halfway through my pregnancy, and as most people, we'd have baby stuff already brought into their house. I don't even want to go into a shop where I'm seeing baby clothes or people pushing their newborns, because that should be me.